Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee will consider a resolution that would designate April 24, 1990, a National Day of Remembrance for the victims of what the resolution terms the Armenian Genocide. It would mark the 75th anniversary of the date on which many Armenians say the Turkish government began an organized campaign to eliminate 1.5 million Armenians. Although Turkey acknowledges that many Armenians died between 1915 and 1923, it disputes the claim of genocide. Indira Lakshmanan has more.
In 1939, the month before he invaded Poland, Hitler justified his plan with the rhetorical question, "Who now remembers the extermination of the Armenians?" Even today, the question of what happened to the Armenians in the last years of the Ottoman Empire is both controversial and emotional. While Armenians say that 1.5 million of their ancestors were massacred through a systematic program on the part of the Young Turk government, Turks argue that the Armenians who died between 1915 and 1923 were the victims of a civil war within a global war, starvation, and disease. Turks dispute not only the number of casualties, but the intent to wipe out a race. Now Senate Minority Leader Robert Dole is sponsoring legislation that would commemorate the victims of what the resolution calls the Armenian Genocide. Similar legislation has come up in the House before, but never reached a final vote. Senator Dole acknowledges the issue is controversial.
We've tried to word it in a way. We're not trying to offend the Republic of Turkey, because the genocide was perpetrated by the governments of the Ottoman Empire from 1915 to 1923. But we don't want to embarrass the Turkish government. They're very important to us in NATO. They're a very good ally. But we don't see any reason why we shouldn't establish what everybody assumed to be a fact.
Turkey has made it clear that attributing the alleged genocide to a previous government does not diminish the insult to the Turkish people. The Turkish foreign minister said publicly last week that if the resolution passes, it will cause irreparable damage to U.S.-Turkish relations. Daryal Batibay is the deputy chief of mission at the Turkish embassy in Washington.
Turkey and the United States have been good and trusted allies for more than 40 years now. We have a strategic interdependence between the two countries, and Turkey and the United States are also on their way to becoming major economic partners. So we have a multidimensional relationship which we do not want to upset by the acceptance of such a resolution, which would be an affront to Turkish people.
Turkey borders Iran, Iraq, Syria, Bulgaria, and the Soviet Union. The United States uses 10 military bases there, which include radar and listening stations that penetrate the Soviet Union. When the Shah of Iran fell, Turkey became even more crucial for the protection and monitoring of NATO's southern flank. The U.S.-Turkish Defense and Economic Cooperation Pact is up for renewal next year, and some State Department officials worry that U.S. access to bases and intelligence might be at risk should the resolution pass. But some Western observers in Ankara say the Turkish objections amount to nothing more than saber-rattling. They say Turkey is powerless to retaliate because it needs U.S. aid and NATO's protection as much or more than the U.S. needs it. Given the uncertain status of U.S. bases in Greece, though, the reliability of Turkey becomes all the more important. Congressional sources say trade sanctions are also a possibility. Lobbying on Capitol Hill for and against this resolution has been fierce. The American ambassador to Turkey, Morton Abramowitz, is in Washington, and some say he is lobbying against the legislation. And political pressure seems to be getting to some senators. At least 10 have withdrawn their names from the resolution. Some senators have added themselves, though, and according to the latest count from Senator Dole's office, it has more than 50 co-sponsors, the number needed for the resolution to be considered. Senator Pete Wilson of California, home of the largest Armenian constituency in the U.S. and a candidate for governor, is a leading proponent of the resolution. He is optimistic for both its passage and the future of U.S.-Turkish cooperation.
No nation is without some stains upon its history. There are things in our own history of which we are not proud, but we don't go around denying that they occurred. And I hope that good sense and self-interest will prevail, because we have not only a history to remember, but a future to be concerned with. But that doesn't mean that we can be false to the memory of the people who perished in that massacre.
The resolution is due to be discussed in the Senate Judiciary Committee today. For National Public Radio, I'm Indira Lakshmanan in Washington.